Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophet Kate, which means it's all about prayer tonight, because if you need prayer, this is your time. Because if you need prayer, this is your time. This is your opportunity. This is a time that we set aside specifically for you to pray with you. Beginning with the woman of God is going to come on. She's going to pray with in her spirit, and I'm going to come back on. And I'm going to open the phone lines and hopefully pray with you. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you still have time to jump on the phone lines. I appreciate you being online, but if you need prayer, you need to be on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. And the song I play for tonight to open up our spirits and to get prepared for prayer, the song is Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yoe. With that being said, one more time, the number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Don't be shy if you need prayer. Get on the phone line. Now, get ready for the woman of God. Prophet Kate on the air to lead us in prayer.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all coming in on tonight. Thank and praise God for you all coming on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank God because God is so good. I want to thank God for his mercy, his kindness. I want to just thank God for just being God all by himself. And I want to thank and praise God that this is a line simply for faith. And I also thank and praise God for encouragement also. Somebody may need encouragement. Sometimes God allowed me to encourage you. Whatever God puts in my spirit to be able to share with you. And I want to thank and praise God that he's able to let me know that he can, that it's okay to be encouraged. Somebody needs to be encouraged, because somebody may be having down days, or somebody may be not feeling their best, or somebody may not feel like they may be up against a wall, or they're dealing with situations that they don't feel like that they can come out of. But I want to let you know tonight that God can bring you out of everything. God can change things around. Called faith scripture tonight is coming from Hebrews 11:1. For the word of God says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I think and praise God that that's a faith scripture all by itself. And also it can encourage you in so many ways to let you know no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're battling, no matter what the situation may be, God is right there. The word of God tells us also. I thank and praise God. I read his songs where the word of God tells us also that his ears are always listening to the righteous. His ears are always listening to us. And no matter what, I don't care what time of day, night, hour, God is always there listening. And he's listening, and he may not answer right off, but he does come just on time. And I want to let you all know that maybe you may not be feeling well. Maybe someone may, as they say, rub you the wrong way. Or maybe things are not going good in your life. Or maybe your spouse or your children may be acting up. But God said it's going to be okay. God's word says just have a little faith. Just trust me to do it. The word of God tells us to put it all in his hands. He don't want us to worry about things on this earth. The word of God tells us to trust in him with all of our heart. So I want you all to let's go in tonight and let's believe God for whatever you believe in him for. I'm believing God for some things in my life. I'm believing God for some spiritual things and some physical things. Because the word of God tells us whatever we believe and whatever we trust, if we trust in his name and ask him, he will do it. And I want you all to know that God is true to his word. He's a God that will not lie. He's a God that is an on-time God. And I thank and praise God even now we're in you. So as I get ready to pray tonight, I want to let you all know, let's pray. Let's join our faith together. For the word of God tell us, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in prayer. The word of God says he's right there. He's in the midst. He's in the midst of what we're praying and asking him about. So as I pray on tonight, I also want to thank Prophet Stacy for all able to come on and bring me on tonight. I want to thank and praise God. Lord God, the God is so good. God is so good to us to the point that we just, whenever we owe him everything, we owe him our praise, we owe him our life, we owe him our time, we owe him everything. But God wants us to get to that place to be able to give him what is due to him. And the word of God also say he's due for us. And I thank and praise God that whatever God says, I try and I want to be just what he's saying. So as I get ready to pray tonight, let's pray. And maybe you have loved ones. Or maybe you are seeking God for direction. Maybe you're seeking God for guidance. Maybe you're trying to find out which way to go. You know, God is the answer. He's the answer to all problems. He's a problem solver. He's a financial, he's a banker. He gives you any kind of finance that you need. But you just have to ask and you just have to believe and trust that he will do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come on tonight, God, thanking and praising you, God, right now. Father God, first of all, I want to come to you with forgiveness in my heart. Lord, anything that we have done or said or thought that was not of you, God, forgive us, God. Lord God, if we have looked at someone wrong, God, and Lord God, forgive us, God. Lord, if we even have put our mouth on our sister and brother in ways that should not be, God, forgive us for those things, God. Lord God, because they are not pleasing unto you. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because your words say, God, that you forgive us, God, for all things that we do. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, able to come on Faith on the Line on tonight. And God, you begin to shower your blood and your precious blood around us throughout the day and night. God, I thank you, Lord God, for those that are on the phone line, those that, Lord God, that's on, Lord God, social media, those that on iTunes, those that everywhere that may be listening, those that's going to come on, Lord, tune on later, God. Lord, those that are newcomers, God, that's on, God, I thank you right now. God, I thank you for them. And Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would touch each one of them one by one. Lord, if anything that's not of you, God, Lord, I decree it and I declare right now that you begin to come into their lives and you begin to, Lord, every dark places, God, that in their lives, Lord, I ask that you would bring light to them, God. Wherever dark places is, bring light, Lord God. Shine your light, God, that the dark, Lord, in those dark places. Lord, whatever pain or whatever difficult they may be having in their body, God. Lord God, your word say Isaiah 55:3. Lord God, for you by your Lord, your word tell us, God, that you was bruised for our iniquity. And Lord God, you was wounded for us, God. Your word of God, your word say, Lord God, but by your son we are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. And I thank and praise you, God, for every wound and every stripe, Lord, you took from us, God. I thank you for every pain that you had to endure, God. Well, you didn't have to do it, Heavenly Father, but you did. And, God, I thank you, God, for that pain, God. Let me know, God. Your pain, God, Lord God, is a healer of my pain. It's a healer of my sister and my brother pain. Thank you for healing them right now. Lord, look up on every disease. Lord, I speak to every disease, every sickness, God, every pain, God, every, Lord God, your word say that you come in, Lord, and you heal them all. You heal all diseases, God, and I thank you for it right now. Lord, whatever sickness, Lord God, Lord, whatever they may be battling in their body, Lord, outside the body, God, Lord God, I decree and declare it is healed. Because your word said it's healed. God, I ask you to look up on that mother, that father, that sister, that brother, grandmother, uncle, auntie, Lord, the great nieces, and Lord, touch them, God. Somebody may be, Lord God, don't know which way to turn, God. Lord, they may feel like their world is upside down, God. But Lord God, your word said that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can actually think. Father, touch them right now. God, bring them out of where they are, God. Lord, seek direction for them, God. Lord, direct them which way to go, which way to turn, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs you, God, because their finances, Lord God, their home or their business, or Lord, maybe in foreclosure, God. Lord, we decree and declare that, Lord, finance will come. That foreclosure, Lord God, will not, Lord, happen, God. For your word says, speak those things though they were. And Lord, I decree and declare that the money will come. The money is there. That the money will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, you touch them right now, God. Lord, look upon somebody seeking you for that church of direction, God. Lord, we decree and declare that you will direct them, God. Lord God, I don't know what you're telling them. I don't know what you're saying to them. I don't know what you're speaking to them. But God, they need your direction, God. Lord, direct them and show them in which area to go, God. Lord, somebody needs you, God, right now, God. And I trust that it's you at your word. I trust that you're going to do just what you say. Because your word is you are a God that you shall not lie. God, somebody needs you, God, to step in their marriage, God. Lord God, that you will begin to, Lord God, shake off every blockage that's hindering them from loving their wife, every blockage that's hindering them from loving their children, from loving, Lord God, from showing affection, God, from, Lord God, being that man that you said a man's supposed to be, God. The man said, Lord, your word says, the man also loves his wife as though he do the church, God. And Lord, it lets me know, God, that you love us so much, God, that you gave your life for us. And that's how you want the husband to treat their wife, to treat their family, God. Touch right now. Lord, we decree and declare peace will come in the marriage. We decree and declare that unforgiveness will come in the marriage. God, we decree and declare, Lord God, that unforgiveness will be, Lord God, that you will touch their heart. That they will begin to love, God. That they will begin to forgive that husband, forgive that wife, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hard-hearted God. Lord, you turn things around right now. For your word say, Lord God, that you will do it, God. And Lord, I pray over every child, everyone that's grieving a loss of a loved one, God. For your word say, God, that we can live through a fun night. But joy will come. Bring joy to them tomorrow. God, look at the ones that, Lord God, in the storm, Lord God, the hurricane, Lord, I decree and declare that, Lord, that you was, Lord, that the storm would go back into the sea, and that it would go into the sea, God, and never, and Lord, don't return, that nothing will be destroyed and nothing will be harmed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your word says we should speak to that mountain, and that mountain will begin to move. So, Lord, mountain of storm, mountain of a hurricane, go on back into the sea where you belong. Because, you know, the earth don't need you here. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight. Lord, I praise your name, God. Lord, I ask that you, Lord, I thank you because I know you fixed it, God. I know that you're going to answer prayers, God. Somebody, God, needs you. And Lord, their life even now begins to change. Things begin to turn around right now, God. Dark places begin to move out of the way, God. Stumbling blocks, Lord God, is gone, God. Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I forever give your name praise. Lord, give us direction. Lord, help us to stay closer to you, God. Help us to stay closer to you, God. Help us, Lord God, to get in your face, God, like never before, God. Help us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we will not turn our backs on you, God, in these last days, God. That we will endure until the end, God. Until the end, God. For your word tell us, Lord God, that, Lord God, you're coming. You coming, Lord, and you're coming soon. Lord, touch that one that I'm backsliding. Touch that one that don't know you, God, but they want to know you, Lord. Touch their heart that they will receive you in the part of their sin, Lord. That they will be saved, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You touch that runaway child, and you bring them back home safely, God, without a spot or nothing up on them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I will simply give your name glory, simply give your name praise on tonight. And Heavenly Father, God, Lord God, I ask you also, God, to be with us throughout this holiday weekend. In your mighty name of Jesus, I'll pray. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Meet every bill, meet every need, physical or spiritual, God. touch your people, God. And Lord God, I thank you right now for listening. I thank you for meeting us here this hour. I thank you, God, for trusting us, God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to your name, God. I want to thank you all for being on Faith on the Line tonight. And I'm going to turn you over to Prophet Stacy to see if we got any on the phone line, maybe need prayer. And I want to let you all know, trust God, believe in God, don't doubt God. Just all he asks is a little mustard seed faith. And always remember, there's nothing can happen that God would not allow. Nothing will not happen that God won't allow. Y'all have a blessed weekend until next Friday on Faith on the Line. God bless you all. Love you all. Love you all. Love you all. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
To God be the glory. At this time, there is no live prayer request, but you still have a little bit of time left for tonight. While I give the announcement, again, the number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. And the announcement for tonight is, of course, everybody be sure to join me right here on Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. That's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific by calling the number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. When the word of the Lord for Monday night will be totally self-absorbed. I'm sure you know somebody that's totally self-absorbed. In other words, they're self-centered. So the word of God is going to be addressing that on Monday night. If you have real issues and you want your real issues to be discussed from a biblical standpoint, Prolific Fire is the place you need to be. So join us on Monday night. With that being said, you know how I do it. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, it looks like nobody needs prayer tonight, but there's always room for prayer. Your next opportunity will be on Prolific Fire Monday night after the word. After the word of the Lord, I will be honored to pray with you then. Until then, everybody, we're out. Good night.